Hello, everybody. Just a very quick one about Instagram. If you're on it, Meta, the parent company, is reducing the number of political posts visible to users on their feed. This is a real thing, not a hoax. So go to your Instagram profile, tap the three horizontal lines in the top right corner to open the settings tab, scroll down to what you see, click on content preferences, open political content, and turn on don't limit political content. That's an option. Otherwise, you won't see almost anything we post because we are deemed political. Please do that now, or you won't even see the posts about our shows, our fun things. So if you want to see Guilty Feminist content and know when we're coming to a place near you or releasing a new podcast, do it now.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the first episode of This Is How You Do It. For those of you who don't know, the first new podcast from The Guilty Feminist, at MediaStorm, Helen Awardia and I, Matilda Mallinson, take our frustrations at the world out on our own beloved industry, the mainstream media. So today it's time for something positive.
That's right. There are change makers grinding away in the media, working to showcase marginalized voices and make it all a little bit less sensationalist and a little bit more uplifting. So we're teasing them in with some midweek, mid-afternoon wine and chocolate biscuits to tell us about how they do things right.
This, by the way, is a Guilty Feminist and MediaStorm crossover series, so it'll be appearing as a bonus episode on both feeds every other week from today.
Time now to introduce our guest for this episode. The award-winning political editor for Gal Dem magazine was shortlisted for the Amnesty Media Award for her coverage of Chile's social uprising. And that's just her day job. By night, she's known to country music lovers as Naomi in Blue. She has even been a Forbes 30 under 30. Naomi Larson Pineda, can I offer you white wine, pink wine, or a rhubarb refresher?
Why is that funny?
I don't know.
This is what I have. Next time you can provide drinks.
Fine, I will.
I'm going to go for pink wine.
Pink
wine.
Because
it's a hot day.
Yes, I'm so glad that you're not on a post-Glastonbury cleanse.
I'm just going to continue the party.
Excellent. Yes. Matilda, do not spill that on any of the equipment. Matilda is a very spilly person.
That's a cute nickname though, Spilly.
Spilly Tilly.
Oh God.
This is going to stick now. Naomi, yes. What we're here for, tell us first what you do now.
So I'm Gal Dem's senior politics editor, and I'm quite new. I've only been there a couple of months, but I'm really loving it.
And what makes Gal Dem different to other news outlets?
It is a publication that is dedicated to amplifying the voices of people of colour from marginalised genders. So we work with writers who fit that description, and we tell the stories of how people of colour and marginalised communities navigate the world, living in kind of systems that are against them, effectively.
Could you give us an example?
So one that we recently published this week was a story from Chile about a politician who had watched Michaela Cole's I May Destroy You, saw the stealthing scene, and was inspired to make stealthing a crime in Chile. So she's kind of
amazing.
Trying to bring that into force, yeah.
That is so cool. What a cool story. And for those of you who maybe don't know, stealthing is when somebody removes the condom during what was consensual sex. And that is a crime in the UK. Correct?
It's classed under rape, but what they're trying to do over there is actually make it into a separate crime, I guess.
Obviously, you mentioned Chile there, mm-hmm. and a lot of your work has been focused on Chile. First of all, just tell us why.
I'm half Chilean. My mum is from Chile, so I've got loads of family over there. I went a few years ago in 2019 to sort of live there and float around for a bit. But then that's when the social uprising happened.
How was it reporting in that environment during the social uprising?
It was super intense. I had come from a perspective where it was very personal. The reason why there was this social uprising was due to inequality that had built up for years and years and years. It's to do with kind of the internet intergenerational trauma from the dictatorship, which only finished, you know, just over 30 years ago.
That's the Pinochet dictatorship.
The Pinochet dictatorship, who was this sort of fascist, awful person who was around for 17 years.
Love them.
Yeah.
The fascists.
Shout out to all the fascist listeners.
Yeah, so there was so much bubbling away that ended up in this huge wave of protests all up and down the country, fighting for Indigenous rights, women's rights, LGBTQ plus community, but also just, you know, working class people. It's kind of everything. It was this huge amalgamation of stuff. And they have a really big protest culture in Chile anyway, so there were protests every single day. And I was in the middle of it all, trying to spread the word of what was going on to the international community.
When there's something like protest and protest about so many injustices that you just mentioned, and there's so much emotion and there's so much trauma as well wrapped up in all of that, how do you report whilst keeping that kind of trauma in mind?
So I think it's super hard because inevitably you take on some of that trauma as a reporter and as a journalist, because you are literally listening to and trying to understand and trying to be empathetic. Listening, like fully listening, is really important, and giving people a space to share in a trusting way and being accurate in the way that you report their experiences too.
That's something that I always ask myself. We're taught as journalists that we need to be objective. How do you reconcile objectivity with empathy when you're in an environment which is so emotive and where you say human rights are at stake?
I actually think in that context, objectivity is bullshit.
I hope that wasn't too direct a question.
It's like, it's obvious. Like we know what is right and wrong.
I'm you not say gonna... it's obvious, but so many people.
It's because it's part of the institution, right? It's the old guard in the sort of old fashioned mainstream where, yes, that is how you were taught and how it's meant to be, you know, this objectivity of the BBC and this non-bias. But I think we live in a different age now where I think we should have learned by now that actually it's kind of impossible to be objective. Galdem, we're very clear in who we are. I mean, we tell the truth. I think there's a difference between this trying to be objective and then the truth, right? The truth is way more important than this like striving to be objective. Mm. And so I think that's where the difference.
Because reality is emotive and reality maybe is moral.
Yeah, for, as an example, being in Chile, and there was kind of quite famously the police and the army use sort of, what do they call it? Non-lethal weapons, crowd control weapons, rubber bullets and tear gas and things like that. But they use them in such a way that they actually seriously injure people and even kill people. And there was a huge crisis of people losing their eyes, that they were blinded. Mm. You know, that's police brutality. That's human rights abuses. If by me speaking to the victims of this and speaking to human rights groups and not getting a quote from the Chilean state, if that's not objective, like I just like don't give a fuck, because it's the truth of what is happening.
So, Naomi, it's genie time. We're going to pretend you're a genie. But instead of three wishes, you have one wish.
Stingy genie.
You're a stingy genie. You're a stingy genie.
Inflation times genie.
Exactly. There's a cost of living crisis, okay? You get one wish. One wish to change anything you like about the mainstream media. What is it?
I was thinking about this, and the first thing that came to my head was that I wish people like Piers Morgan would just fuck off.
Yes.
Because it's just so...
Hell,
it's just so... Like, why? Why are these people still with so much power when we know that they, like, consistently lie? I feel like I'm talking about Boris Johnson right now. What was it? Like, 20 years ago, he got sacked from the Daily Mirror for publishing those doctored photos about the British soldiers abusing Iraqi prisoners.
Yeah.
Everyone's forgotten about that.
Yeah.
And he is now super rich. He's super powerful. And I just feel like somewhere down the line, the mainstream media has just allowed shit people fundamentally.
Absolutely.
To continue rising to the top.
But you could be talking about Boris Johnson because he was sacked for fabricating quotes way back. I mean, if I fabricated quotes or images, I would never come back from that career-wise.
No.
I don't understand where that immunity comes from.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. That's where it comes from.
I do think that at some point, the media will kind of have to turn around and look at itself and say that, like, we allowed this. Like, we allowed this happen. We allowed people like Piers Morgan to broadcast to millions of viewers in the mid-morning and really harm trans and non-binary people and, like, take the piss out of them live on air and say, oh, I'm a two-spirit penguin. Horrible, horrible stuff. And at some point, you do hope, you know, we'll turn around and take a look at ourselves, but I'm not sure what it would take to get to that point.
And I think that the media that now props up Piers Morgan, or the people who hire him, would say, yeah, but this is just... the market, you know, there's a market for it. And if our viewers want it, we're just giving them what they want. But I think what that misses is that the mainstream media very willingly creates this market, very willingly flares up unfounded fears, us and them fears, because it's so much easier to make a profit off a lie than it is off the truth. It's so much easier to make a profit off hate than it is off understanding. There is no moral responsibility in a free market. And so this is what the free market does to an industry, the media, that should fundamentally be public service oriented.
No, you're so right. I think we created this. We created this.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break, have a sip of wine and a chocolate biscuit, and we'll be back with you shortly.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
The chocolate biscuits are still untouched.
But the rhubarb juice is proving a winner. Delicious, actually.
It is, I know. My dad makes it. Squeezes it with his own hands. No, that's not my dad makes rhubarb juice. That's what my dad does.
We'll have him on next episode, okay?
So, we've gotten rid of Piers Morgan.
He's gone.
We've granted. Now let's talk about the stories we do like. What is your favourite story that you've ever reported on?
I did a story for The Guardian a little while ago that I think is my favourite because I got to meet Laura Marling.
You love Laura Marling.
She is my queen. Yeah.
Piers Morgan, bad. Laura Marling, queen.
I did a story about gender inequality in the music industry. I kind of hate numbers and I hate data, and this was like my one and only data story. Because I think my theory was, if you go see a gig just in your local pub, you're more than likely not going to see a woman or a non-binary person on stage, right? I wanted some hard, solid facts, but couldn't find them anywhere. So then I was like, okay, I'm just going to look on this one gig listing site and then go through every single band that was playing across the UK, Google them, find out what the makeup of that band was.
How long did this take?
Oh my God, it took so much time.
Did you have some kind of Excel formula to help you get
through? No, because I do not understand. I do not know anything about Excel. I only recently learned how to add up the cells. Are they called cells?
Yeah, I still
squares.
Don't know that. I still couldn't do that.
This is, yeah, maybe not great for women, Jasmine.
It was.
You don't represent all women, okay? This is what I feel like.
I feel that pressure. Like,
if I'm
with a bunch of people and it's like, oh, let's kick around a ball. Does anyone want to play? And none of the women want to play. Then I'm like, oh, I have to play.
Yeah,
for all mankind.
Yeah, I feel that way when I'm parking and if it's like particularly tricky and I feel like everybody's looking at me and I'm like, no, because I'm really going to like fulfill the stereotype that women can't drive.
I will park for you. One time I was parking in a really, really, really crowded car park and this man came up, hadn't even tried to park yet. So I hadn't demonstrated
my skills.
He came up and he said, would you like me to park for you?
Stop.
I would have been like,
I lost it. Would you like me to do your shopping for you?
I parked my ass off. I parked like I have never parked before.
Oh my gosh. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
So
how did we get onto this?
So, data.
Okay, so yes. So you were trawling through this gig listing site.
Yeah.
And I imagine the conclusion was a hell of a lot of men.
More than 2/3 of the live music acts performing on this random day in October, I think it was, will feature no women on stage.
And that was 5 years ago, you said that article came out, and it is still a problem. It's still a hot topic. I went to Primavera Festival in 2019 and again this year. And in 2019, they had committed to a 50-50 lineup. So that was 50-50 of men and women. But in committing to that, what they had also done, I think just naturally, it meant that there were more people of colour playing. It meant that there were more people with disabilities playing. It meant that there were more marginalised genders playing. And honestly, it was the best festival I have ever been to that year. It felt so amazing. One day, I remember I turned to my friend and I said, we've only seen women today. And it was absolutely amazing. And this is coming from someone who is a very big fan of men with guitars.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't ever want to go to a festival again where they haven't committed to it.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It sucks.
Okay, I have a question, actually, because a friend of mine shared his playlist with me and I noticed that it was pretty much all men. Good music, but all men. And he said, yeah, okay, you're probably going to think I'm sexist. I just don't really enjoy listening to female singing voices as much as male singing voices. Can you say that's sexist? Because that's not a choice.
I feel like he just really hasn't listened to that much music.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Female voices are so diverse.
A female voice is not like a homogenous group. You know what I mean? There's so many different sounds. And also, you know, it's not just singers, it's drummers and musicians of all kind of producers.
I think the ratio is far, far worse. Our resident artist Samfire is also a female producer, and she's part of a group called 2% Rising, and it's called 2% Rising because 98% of producers in the music industry are men.
And also, if you think about it like that, they're the people who kind of create the sounds effectively of what we listen to. So it almost in a way it makes sense that your friend would think like that, because so much of the music that we listen to and consume has been through the ears and the hands of men. They are kind of putting a little man tinge on the music.
Oh, man tinge. Sounds like the worst aftershave ever.
Man tinge.
Can I just say something about Paul McCartney?
Yes.
Because I've just come back from Glastonbury and I feel a bit croaky. And so it was really mad for me to see, but like mad in a good way, to see Paul McCartney headline. But he, there was not a woman on stage. And the two guests that he brought on, Dave Grohl and Bruce Springsteen, like, fine. Yeah, they've contributed to the world of music. But do we really need two men with guitars? You know, there were tens of thousands of people in this crowd. I just think, yes, you have lots of power. You need to fucking take responsibility of what image you're projecting
100%.
To these people. Get fucking women musicians on stage.
The power of pulling someone from an underrepresented musical demographic onto that stage in that moment.
Yeah.
You could have done so much more with that moment than you did because your brain's just not on it.
And bringing it back into the world of journalism, editors need to take that responsibility too in terms of the diversity and the types of stories that we're covering.
It's got to be a constant.
We are all Paul McCartney.
And I guess with organisations like Galdem, where you are constantly, consciously trying to correct an imbalance, some people might look at it and say, oh, but you only commission writers of colour. You know, I couldn't write for you guys. And some people would be like, oh, but how's that helping? But this is the issue. Unless you are constantly, consciously correcting the imbalance, it just doesn't happen.
Exactly.
Tell us a little bit more about the music you make, what you do, what your sound is.
Can you sing for us? Come on, we need some more female gigs. Female gig number one here in my living room.
I mean, to be fair, I need to up my Spotify numbers there. So I'm an artist called Naomi Blue. Yeah, singer-songwritery stuff, but I have a band. It can get a bit heavy, a bit psychedelic sometimes. It's been quite helpful, actually, to balance the journalism side and the musical side, because it's another way of telling stories effectively.
Do you feel ever the pressure to only be doing one thing? Can't be doing journalism and music. Pick a lane.
I think it is actually really vital that you do lots of different things, because we as human beings are multifaceted people, and I cannot think of anything worse than only doing one thing, because I think I'd lose it. Because it's not always going to go well, your career. And then so you have the other thing that you do to fall back on and enjoy and give that gives you happiness. And I think that goes either way.
Especially now that one job won't even pay you a basic living wage and you might still be on two backs. You may as well pick up a couple.
This is the thing, you kind of have to. And I also think it's just so hard being a freelance journalist. Although I would say that I do recommend it. I loved it and it was great. And I got to do so many amazing things.
Yeah, love it. No illusions.
It is
a grind.
Hard. You know, it's just constant rejections. It's constant late payments.
Chasing massive multinational corporations to pay you.
Who have so much money.
To pay you for something that you published months ago.
Yeah.
And to pay you like £70.
This is also, exactly. You need to have a little side gig as a freelancer. And I think anyone who doesn't have a side gig is lying. Because it's literally impossible to survive.
I could add a few things to my Twitter bio.
Yeah. Naomi, where can people follow you? And do you have anything to plug?
I'm on Twitter. You can find me at Naomi Lars. N-A-O-M-I-L-A-R-S. It's part of my surname, Picard. I don't know what I was thinking. It would have been easier just to put my actual name. And I'm on Instagram as well as at Naomi in Blue.
And on Spotify, people can stream you, I guess.
Naomi in Blue, Spotify, wherever you listen to your things.
And a few more plugs for our listeners. In case you haven't noticed, the last two Guilty Feminist episodes see Deborah joined by none other than Jonathan Van Ness of Queer Eye Galore. Helena's really excited next to me.
Too excited.
So head on over and give them a listen.
It was just great. They've got such a soothing voice and I love it.
Even more silky than the hair.
The hair. Anyway.
Meanwhile,
over at MediaStorm, we've been investigating abortion access, how reporting has unfolded in the US over the shocking overturning of Roe versus Wade, and the surprising ongoing barriers to abortion here in the UK. So that episode will be out next Thursday, the 7th of July, in time for your morning commute. See you then.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card.
This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.